case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
The Olympics are over.
I know.
It's a very sad time.
I can't play this anymore.
We can.
Well, we still can, I guess.
The Paralympics in about 2 weeks' time.
Okay.
I've been watching the shorts for some of them and... Oh my God, wheelchair rugby is intense.
It looks intense, doesn't it?
Oh my God.
I've seen a clip. I want to have a crack.
I'm too scared. I'd rather play normal rugby. I feel like that is going to injure me less than playing in a wheelchair. But I saw a video on TikTok and I couldn't re-find it, which really annoyed me this morning. But basically, someone has come up with a great idea for the next Olympics.
Okay, Paris.
So going to Paris in 2022? No, that's not right.
2024.
24. Yeah. And the idea being that they wanted this instead of, but I think it should be in addition to the normal Olympics, that we have like the normal Olympics. And while that's happening, random people get selected from their country. So kind of like jury duty.
Like Hunger Games.
Yeah, but not as intense.
Okay.
So I'm thinking like jury duty. So you get a letter from the Australian government saying, congratulations, you have been selected in X sport and it is a random draw and you just have to drop whatever you were doing and...
Quit your job, leave your family.
No, it's part of it. Your job has to let you go and do it.
Oh, right, okay.
And you fly over to the Olympics and you compete in that sport.
In that sport.
Without any training. And it might be luck of the draw that you end up being in a sport that you played once when you were a child.
Fingers
or
crossed.
It might not be. So I thought we could do this morning. I've got it up, all of the sports that are currently in the Olympics.
Okay.
And I'm going to randomly draw your sport to compete in.
Okay.
Are you ready to go?
I hope it's gymnastics.
Okay. Well, is that what you're hoping for, gymnastics?
Well, I kind of... No, not really. I hope it's BMX because I can do a bit of BMX.
Okay. All right. Ready? You are...
Okay.
Competing in the canoe / kayak flat water competition.
That's right. I love a good canoe.
Which is the fast one, which we won a gold medal in.
Is that the one that's like it goes down rapids?
No, that's the slalom the slalom. You're in the flat water one. So where the rowers go on their boats.
Did Jess Fox do that one?
No, she didn't. Okay. She did the other one. So you're competing in the flat water. So you're a speed race.
Oh, damn.
Let's see what I'm competing in.
Okay, go ahead.
Would you rather do... Okay, you now get to choose canoe or kayak. Kayak has the two paddles. Canoe has
kayak.
One.
Kayak.
You're going for the two paddles?
Yeah, I'd rather kayak.
All righty. I'm going to quickly draw mine out. I'm in mountain biking.
Oh, mountain biking. Mountain biking is a fun sport.
Yeah, but it's a scary sport.
Do you want to swap?
I don't know if that's in the rules of what you're allowed to do.
Can we trade them, please? Trade them.
Well, what would you want to trade to?
Gymnastics.
No, but that defeats the whole entire purpose of the random draw system.
Yeah, the random draw's out of
the
window.
So do you think this should be fun, that just random people get selected from each country having to just try and compete? I would love to try and see a person that has never dived before just jump running off the platform.
We'd
see so many options of people just standing there going, oh, my God, it's so high.
I would love to see my 66-year-old dad do rhythmic gymnastics.